And Michael Oliver, I love talking about farm safety, and you're so knowledgeable. You keep up with what's going on and what's happening in the farm safety world and farming and agriculture, and you're a farmer yourself, so you not only talk to other people about it, you do it yourself.
Well, yes, Alan, it's been something close to my heart, because I just hate to see anybody suffer and, go through, have a tragic accident. You know, that's farm accidents, you know, they started back early in my life. I remember neighbors and stuff having farm accidents, and so it's been a long time, having that on my mind, you know, things that went bad and for people, and it's just want to make sure our fellow farmers and neighbors, you know, stay safe, whether during harvest and during planting seed, all the year round. There's so many things on the farm that a person can get hurt from.
Good news is this day and time, it's not always a fatality. For many years, years ago, it was a fatality likely, but nowadays it's not necessarily the case because people are being trained. Like we talked about rescue here in this area, all around West Kentucky and around Kentucky for that matter, because of folks like Dale Dobson, Raising Hope and things like that. They're being trained on how to respond and how to do it and how to do it properly. And that's important.
Well, I want to give you credit also in WKDZ because it's programs like this right here. Is what brings it to everybody's attention, you know, brings it to the forefront. That way, you may forget about it, something. But hearing a program like what you do, and I know you're going to do it all week long, and I think it's great and what you do and spread the word. And that's what it takes, is to keep it on everybody's mind that, you know, at any time something could go bad. And we take chances a lot of times because we don't want to slow down and do things, you know, in the right way, and that causes problems a lot of times.
And that makes a big difference. You have to do that, have to take time and think about it. You know, another thing to think about, Michael, you guys have been doing a lot of building over here. That brand new building is looking fantastic off to the side here. Tell us how it's coming.
Well, it's not coming near fast enough. it's coming along. I mean, it's just taking time. I mean, it just seems like one thing after another, but we're slowly getting there. So they're doing the sheetrock work over there now, and it's taking shape inside. And, you know, we have a lot of work. Hopefully they'll get a lot more work done this week and get, you know, another week closer.
I don't think I realized how big it would be, and you may be the same way. You're the one who planned the building. It's going to be a huge building, a big expansion for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be such a great expansion to our business as far as trying to get everything, you know, being able to take care of people. And we're very excited about it. It's, like I said, I get disappointed because it's not fast, yeah, right, getting fast enough, but I back up and think about, you know, how thankful we are to be able to have that and be able to do that. So it's not, I don't want to get in a hurry and, you know, want to get ahead of myself. So we just have to try to take it as it comes.
And that's because of the support of great customers. You guys have great customers, not only Cato's, Trigg County, Hopkinsville, Christian County, around this area, but all across the state and all across the country for that matter. You're selling trucks all over the place.
Yes, it's, you know, this county and surrounding counties have been very, very good to us, and we've been blessed for all the business and the customers and the farmers and all the customers. You know, we're just so blessed to have good people around here.
And this new building is going to have lots more service bays for you, where you'll have everything in-house and more offices. And I guess a place for the popcorn popper too, right?
Yeah, we'll have a new place for popcorn popper. That's right.
Got to make sure that's taken care of. But right. So has the crew here been picking out their office over there?
Oh, yeah, everybody's their office picked out, I think. And, yeah, everybody's been talking about it. And it's exciting. It's exciting. And looking forward to it. And maybe it's coming right along.
Hey, we're going to be exciting to see and see when it gets done here. Part of your parking lot, you're working on making the parking lot too. It's going to be a lot bigger, more room for more vehicles, and you've had vehicles stuffed everywhere in the last few months.
Yes, we have vehicles out in the, you know, in the grass all around here, and you know, we've had people that's helped us, you know, let us park vehicles over on their property, and we really appreciate that because that's been a big help, and you know, and everybody's, you know, been very nice in helping us out.
You got some of the new 2026s in, I take it. What are they looking like?
Yeah, we have a lot of 26 models already here. We have a lot that's due in any day now. I mean, I've just looked at the list this morning. There's a whole list of 26 models that'll be in here. And like I said, there's several already here. Sales are good. You know, they've got good interest rates on certain vehicles. It's really good. And, you know, it's... it's good. Sales are good. Used vehicle, pre-owned vehicles are selling good. And, you know, just trying to keep enough inventory and keep them clean. Right. Now we've got some good rain, though. Yeah. We finally got some rain. Yeah. I'm so thankful for the rain.
How dry was it at your house?
Oh, it was very dry. It hadn't had a rain in a long time.
Us too. I think about middle of July, late July is the last time we had any appreciable rain. Now, hopefully we're going to get more this week, and that's certainly going to help things here in Trigg County, around this western Kentucky, around all of Kentucky for that matter, Michael. It's dry everywhere I go.
Yeah, we had like they said, we had right at an inch night before last, and yesterday afternoon, you couldn't even, I mean, yeah, I knew it was a little moisture around, but it didn't look like no inch of rain.
It goes away real quickly, but hopefully we'll get some appreciable rain, help things out here. Maybe, I don't know if the beans are probably done for, but maybe help them a little bit here at the end. But, Michael, always appreciate you. Always love visiting with you here at Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll come back and talk about some of these 2026 Chevy pickup trucks, what you can find on them, SUVs, and more. Right here at Wildcat Chevrolet, we're talking Farm Safety Week on 106.5 WKDZ.